The Country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Burlington, Ontario country artist Billy J. White recently released the second single from his EP, Damn Fool Thing to Do. That song is called Keep Them Kisses Coming, and it's the follow-up to the first single, Saturday Night, and that song has done really well for him. In fact, it is nominated for an award for Single of the Year at the Country Music Association of Ontario Awards, which are coming up in Markham, Ontario, close to the end of May. Very exciting. He's also got a show coming up at the Cadillac Lounge on May 8th as part of Canadian Music Week. And this month, in fact, he is the Artist of the Month at the CMAO website. So lots of things going on. Very busy guy. My pleasure to welcome Billy J. White. Hey, Billy.
How's it going, Davey?
Hey, it's going great. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good, man.
You have so much on the go. Shows and, as I said, a nomination at the CMAOs. First of all, congratulations on that, getting Saturday Night acknowledged like that.
Yeah, that was definitely a big surprise to me. I was at the press conference and, you know, things are going through and they were calling Singer of the Year, and all of a sudden I kind of took a double take and I'm like, whoa, that's awesome.
Yeah, what a cool thing to be in that category with, you know, a bunch of great top-notch songs. Yours is right in there. Now, the other cool thing about it is this is the one song in the EP that you had a hand in writing.
Yeah, I know. That's definitely an exciting part. It was a fun adventure. I actually wrote that with buddies of mine, Troy Cole and Shard Morrison. They're both from Alberta. And,
Very cool.
Yeah, I remember one day sitting down on Skype. They were in Troy's living room, and I was in my living room in Burlington. And, yeah, it ended up turning out just like we wanted it to.
It's amazing what writers can do on Skype these days. I mean, you don't have to travel. Well, you can travel to Nashville, of course, but you don't have to all the time. You don't have to travel to Alberta. You can go on Skype and write a song over the computer.
Yeah, it's crazy times we live in. I actually was doing some demos a little while back, and, you know, I had a producer in BC doing all the music, and I actually was recording the vocals in a buddy's basement in Toronto, and then, you know, it all gets mixed together and, you know, across the country kind of thing.
That is pretty amazing. Now, I understood that you listened to about 400 songs to choose the final ones that appear in this album. That's a lot of songs to go through. How long a period of time did that take you?
Oh, it took a couple months. I mean, you know, we listened to them all, and you kind of have to. I mean, you got to find there's so many good songwriters out there and so many songs, you know, available and being pitched around, and got a boatload of them, and I actually sat down with a buddy, and you know, we were going through them, and I was making a kind of a mind map, pros and cons list. You know, I like this one, but, you know, not about this one, and whittled it down, and eventually came to about 20 songs and then chose from there.
Yeah, what a selection and a process to go through. I guess when you're obviously listening for quality songs, but you've got to find a song that fits the kind of things you want to say, right, and that goes in with your style.
Definitely, and I mean, and a song that in whatever key I plan on doing it is going to suit my vocals as well.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's another important consideration. Now, the producer on the EP is a name that a lot of people are going to know, especially those in the music world, but even those outside of it, because he's got a big name, Tom McKillop. What was it like working with Tom, and how did that relationship begin?
Oh, working with Tom, it's great. I mean, you know, we clicked right off the bat. We had actually only met briefly before actually going out to record, and that was at different CCMA events and whatnot. And going out there the first night, we didn't even do any work. You know, I sat down with him and his wife, Linda, and we had a nice roast beef dinner and, you know, got to chat and get to know each other and whatnot. And actually, I think the Oscars were on. We were watching that and trying to guess who was going to win. And
right.
But no, working with him is great. We really clicked together, and we were on the same page on most things, so that was really good.
It's got to be great to know you've got someone like that. I mean, he as I said, he's so well known and well respected. You know you're in good hands and that he is going to work towards making the best product that he can.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the musicians that he pulled together, it's a group of guys he likes to call the Lion Bastards, and, you know, they play on a lot of different stuff and very professional, but also a lot of fun. You know, we're all joking around and doing this, and when you're playing, everybody's really giving it their all because, you know, even though we're all in different rooms kind of doing stuff at the same time, but through the headphones, you know, the joke going here or there, and, you know, it's just like we're playing live.
Yeah. That's awesome. And I know that playing live is a big part of what you love about music. Of course, there's the songwriting aspect, the being in the studio. But when you're on stage, what is that like for you, Billy? Is that like a real high, a real rush?
It's definitely the drive, and it's what makes me do it, you know. Getting people to dance, that's my main thing. When the crowd gets going, there's nothing better, that's for sure.
That's awesome. I know that I've seen you a couple of times, and you put on a great show. And you've got a show coming up, part of Canadian Music Week, as I mentioned off the top. It's May 8th. People can go online and get more information at your website, billyjwhite.com. Now, you're looking forward to that because you're going to be on stage, I think, by yourself at 11 o'clock? Well, with a band,
yep.
I guess.
Yeah, well, yeah, I definitely have a band. no, it's my first sanctioned Canada Music Week showcase, so it's going to be really exciting. And I love playing at the Cadillac Lounge. You know, they've got great sound there, and it's always a great crowd. And, you know, I got my regular guys with me, so we're going to be really comfortable and just knock out a set. We're going to play a lot of the songs off of Damn Fool Thing to Do, you know, kind of do a debut for a lot of interesting people who haven't seen them played yet. So,
yep, that's awesome. And one of the songs on there, I mean, there's a good set good set of up-tempos on there, but the ballad that really stands out is What Heart Can Do. And this is a song about, I guess, just coming from the heart, doing things from your heart. And, I mean, there are people in it, real-life people that you talk about in the lyrics. And tell us about finding this song and just what attracted you to it, Billy.
Well, see, that was the one song that didn't take much effort to decide on. I was going through the original, you know, big lot of them, and I would always just listen to my car and go through each song or whatever I was doing through my earphones. And I remember hearing that song, and the first time I heard it, you know, I was like, I'm going to record this song. It really, you know, just kind of hit me. I was like, this is what I'm all about. But, I mean, at the same time, it's a song that got to me. And I was like, I need to be a person who records this song. That's just, it was
right.
Hands down. So that one was on the list instantly, and it was kind of, you know, underlined.
Yeah, that's a good telltale of a song. If it moves you, you're going to be singing it, and that's a good chance it's going to move other people. And, yeah, I was moved by the song listening to it, and it's just one of those that you sort of stop what you're doing and you listen to it because there really is a message in that song.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's a message what I believe in. You can... If you put your heart into it, you can do anything. And I mean, that's what heart can do. I mean, you can basically, you got to put yourself right into it. And if you love it, then things will happen.
My guest is Billy J. White on the line from Burlington, Ontario. His EP is Damn Fool Thing to Do. And we're going to turn to a song from it called Saturday Night. And all these songs from the EP and the ones we're going to play on the show, of course, are available at iTunes. Now, the song is Saturday Night. We mentioned it's nominated for Single of the Year at the upcoming CMAOs. You also shot a video for this, which is really cool. And it captures the fun that the song is about. How much fun was that shooting the video?
Oh, it was definitely a fun video to shoot. We actually had Thomas Wade, formerly of Thomas Wade and Wayward and Wade Amy
yeah.
Wade, and Thomas Wade, you know, on his own solo stuff now, and, you know, great guy. He's actually from Oakville, so he's not that far from where I am here in Burlington. And, you know, it was at the Boston Manor, which is a local venue here in Burlington, which, you know, big supporters of mine. I've played there a million times, you know, really comfortable up on that stage. And we had different things shot all around Mount Nemo up my place, and it was a lot of fun, definitely.
Let's share the song now. It's a great one. It's called Saturday Night from my guest, Billy J. White, here on In the Country.
I used to work like a dog for the man 12 hours a day. Nose to the grindstone, work my fingers to the bone. Taking home minimum wage. I busted off my daddy's old guitar. Got my first show in. up at the crack of noon. TV in every room, muscle cars in the drive. New guitar coming at my ear. When I go out, I never pay for beer. I got a girl on each of my arms. Ain't gonna stop till I buy the parka.
And a lot of energy and fun in that song from my guest, Billy J. White. That is Saturday Night, and you can find him at BillyJWhite.com. Love the energy in that song. That has got to go over on stage so well.
Definitely one of my favorite songs to play live, for sure.
Now let's talk about some of your influences now. If we go back to some of the early influences, or at least some of the older artists that are part of your influences, Johnny Cash and Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh, Jerry Lee. Jerry Lee Lewis has always been a big, one of my biggest influences. I mean, he was the original bad boy, you know, kind of did his own thing. It's unfortunate what transpired in his career. But I think he definitely was bigger than Elvis at his height, and he would have been before. And I've got so much Jerry Lee memorabilia. I got all his music and everything. I listen to it all the time. It's just, you know, he shreds on the piano.
I mentioned off the top, you're the CMAO Artist of the Month, so people go to their website. There's a great article in you written by Cadence Grace, and she talks all about you. Let's talk about the organization. It is doing so well, and this year is the second annual Country Music Association of Ontario Awards. How important is that organization in your career, Billy?
Well, I mean, my career and anybody in Ontario's career, we needed, a strong country music association, and they really stepped up. And, you know, you can't really ask for better what they've been doing. I mean, the first award show was last year, and they did a bang-up job. I mean, it was a fantastic show and really entertaining. We filled the room. I know that. I was there.
Yeah.
And this year, I think the tickets are almost sold out, and
they've
been doing a great job. They've been doing a lot of different seminars and stuff around Ontario as well, and putting the newsletter out and getting more and more added to it, which is great. I mean, I know you've got a segment on there as well.
Yep. Yeah, they've become so active and supportive of all the Ontario country artists. So it's amazing, because you really need that sort of to unify people in the province, and it's somewhere they can turn if they need advice, steps and how to proceed in their career. Do you have advice, Billy, that you would pass on to somebody, say somebody in their teens trying to do the singer-songwriter thing, one bit of advice that might help them to get to the next level?
Don't do it. No, I'm just kidding. You know what? Just believe in yourself and keep doing it. I mean, things are going to get you down, and things aren't going to work out all the time the way you want it to, and you know, that's life and that's anything, but especially in the music industry, you just got to keep doing it, and that's what sets the fallen from the risen. They just keep at it. I mean, you're not going to get famous overnight. I mean, most overnight successes took 10 years, right? So
that's right.
You just got to keep at it and believe in yourself, and hopefully you got lots of support and build your fan base. That's the biggest thing. With social media and everything, it's really easy to get out there now, but the more fans you got, the better, because, you know, and they'll become loyal. And make sure you talk to them as well. Because, you know, they send you a message on this or that, or come up to the show. Spend some time with them, because people do remember, and then they tell all their friends about you, and it snowballs from there.
That's a great piece of advice, because that connection that you have through social media or in person really does make a difference, because they feel that you're, you know, taking the time to talk to them and say hi to them on Twitter or answer a question, and that really does go a long way.
Oh, big time.
Now, you've got a great support around you. Irene Carroll and Anya Wilson are people that are on your publicity and promotions team, getting your songs out to radio and getting your name out there. How important is it to have people like Irene and Anya on your team?
It's definitely important to surround yourself with a team of people who know what they're doing and who believe in you as well. It's definitely not something you can do on your own, and most people will find that out. All great musicians have a great team behind them, and it's extremely mm-hmm. important. So that's all I could say there.
Yeah, no, it's so true. You can't do it alone, and that team around you, even just their belief in you, not just the specific things they do, but the fact that they believe in you, goes a long way. You've had a chance in your career so far to open up for the Stellas, who are a killer Ontario group, husband and wife. Derek Rattan, we all know, a huge songwriter and artist. Gil Grand, originally from Sudbury, now down in Nashville. What is it like when you get a chance to open up for acts that are established like that, Billy?
It can be a little nerve-wracking. You got to open up for them. I mean, I guess it wouldn't be as bad as having to follow them.
Right.
But no, it's definitely a great experience. And, I mean, it's always awesome to get to talk to them backstage, because most of them are extremely friendly, right there to give you advice or just to chat and, say, hey, they come up to you after, great set, liked your stuff, hope you can stick around, we'll chat or whatever. And they're people just like us, but to get to open for them, I mean, it adds to the whole show as well, right?
Oh, yeah. And it's great that they're as supportive as they are. I know so many, especially in country music, they're very supportive. And I think they went through the same thing that younger artists are. They had somebody help them, showed them the ropes, and they turn around and pass it around to someone like you starting out, which one day you'll do.
Exactly. And that means a lot to artists as well. I mean, getting the advice from the people who actually had to do it. It's like learning from an apprentice learning from a teacher or whatever.
Totally, yeah, exactly. You can read stuff in a book or a magazine, but to hear it from a guy like Derek Rattan, what he did and how he got through it to where he is, you can't put a price on that. Let's turn to another song. The EP is Damn Fool Thing to Do, produced by the one and only Tom McKillop. And the next song is called Keep Them Kisses Coming. And I understand this is written by a couple of big hit writers, Ben Haislip and Dallas Davidson.
Oh, yeah, they've written from everybody from Lady Antebellum to Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean. This song was another one. Actually, well, not so. The first time I heard this song when it came through, I kind of just, kept going, kept passing on, didn't really think anything. And then the second time I heard it, I thought, what the heck was I thinking? This is a fantastic song. the song is actually, funny enough, become a little bit of a competition thing with me as an artist from the States, Craig Campbell, who released the song the very same week that I did.
Oh, wow. Isn't that something?
It's been fun. I mean, and he's got a great version of it too. And it's always fun. Some radio station doing a little, comparison. The Billy's versus Craig's or whatever. And
right.
It's been good though. And actually, as of last Saturday, the song is number 82 on the CanCon charts. So that was pretty exciting.
Wow, that's amazing. That is amazing that it's made it that far so far. And people are loving this song. What are kinds of things are people telling you, your fans or people close to you? What do they like about this song?
Well, most of the response I just get is they always come up to you and say, keep them kisses coming.
It's a great line and a great title.
Yeah, it's a very high-energy song, and it's always fun to play as well. And, it's just we kind of took a little bit of a – Campbell's version is very, very like traditional country-ish, and we kind of took a little more edgy, kind of new age country pop to it, and I think it worked.
I think so too. Let's hear it now. This is my guest from Burlington, Ontario, Billy J. White. Keep Them Kisses Coming here in the country.
That look in your eyes that says come in and get me, boy, lay me down and love me just right. Ain't going nowhere, nothing but time on my hands, and I wanna be your man tonight. Yes, I am. I can't imagine doing nothing but what I'm doing, just laying around tangled up with you. We got our buzz on, sipping on a little something. I need your loving, just keep them kisses coming. It's been a long week, I've been missing me from you. All I wanna do is get your lips on mine, girl, if you only knew. Hey! I can't imagine doing nothing but what I'm doing, just playing around, tangled up with you. We got our buzz on, sipping on a little something. I need your loving, just keep them kisses coming. Keep them coming all night. Don't stop killing me, baby. Don't stop driving me crazy. I swear there's honey on your lips. Them kisses coming.
And that is the brand new single from my guest, Billy J. White, Keep Them Kisses Coming. And that is a great song, man. That is radio friendly if I've ever heard one.
Thanks, man.
Love that. That's it's a fun song. It's an upbeat song. It's got all the elements. I wanted to ask you, as far as, have you been able to turn your fans on, new fans on to country music? We always hear the term, I think it's gatekeeper. No, it's not gatekeeper, it's gateway. It's something like that, where one artist sort of introduces other people to country music. Have you been able to get somebody to say to you, I didn't really listen to country before, but I like what you're doing?
Definitely. Actually, I've gotten that quite a bit. Mostly through, people I know or somebody that knows somebody I know or this or that, you know. Somebody comes up and says, oh, you got to check him out, whatever, you know, you got to check out his music. And then they'll come back and be like, man, you know, I don't want to listen to country music, but I really like that, you know, I'm going to start listening more. And I mean, yeah. It's kind of happened with a lot of people over the last few years. I mean, country's exploded. There's, you know, very few people that don't have country blaring in the radio when they're driving now.
That's right. Yeah, from people like Taylor Swift, who a lot of people listen to her, and then they get into other country because they get introduced to the stuff that's around her that they didn't know about because, you know, there's a stereotype, as we all know, but once people actually listen to it, those people who didn't give it a chance before, they end up liking it.
Oh, definitely. I mean, most people are just like, oh, well, you know, listen to your grandpa's country or whatever that is, and, you know, this whole bro country has really opened up for a lot of people.
I wanted to ask you about duet partners. Do you have anybody, Billy, on your list, whether it's a local person, somebody from Ontario or one of the bigger artists from the States, anybody you'd love to record a country duet with?
Dead or alive?
You know what? Let's go with alive, just because that increases the chances it could happen.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you know what? Hands down, Garth. I would love, I mean, like I said, my whole thing is about performance and really putting on a show and high energy during the show, and who does that better than Garth? I'd love to get up there and start running around with him.
Do you remember the concerts that he did? I know you're in your early 20s, and I think they were on in the 90s, although he's done a bunch of stuff since then. But his concerts are quite amazing, aren't they? What he did, how he revolutionized a country show.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I actually got a few DVDs of some of his older shows, and actually I use that sometimes as a, you know, a performance tool and, you know, study his videos. Another person, Bruce Springsteen, I study a lot of his performance videos to kind of, you know, you learn different things you can do during a show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. You can learn from those guys, and with Garth, the high energy, pretty amazing and innovative. Now, do you also like to do acoustic sets, whether it's at places like the Cadillac Lounge or the Moonshine Cafe, places like that where it's just you and your guitar?
Definitely love doing the acoustic sets, and because most of those kind of sets let me debut some new stuff, you know, whatever I've been working on, what I've been writing, and the fun songs, you know, the little quirky songs that aren't really a full entourage kind of band thing, but I definitely love to sit down with acoustic, and even just with friends, you know, around the bonfire or whatever.
That's always cool. Yeah, to hear songs like that, maybe dive back into, delve back into the catalog from earlier hits that we all love to hear. Now, Billy, what are you hoping to accomplish for the rest of 2014? When you look back on this year, what will you hope to have achieved?
Well, it's going to be a busy 2014, that's for sure. You know, I'm going to get through all these shows we got coming on. I've got a tour planned for August, which is going to be out west. I'm going to do a little duo tour with artist Nicole Ray, who I think you know. And
yep, great
we're going
artist.
To do that leading up, yep, leading up to the CCMAs, and you know, ended there in Edmonton. Hopefully go down to Nashville in the fall, and you know, wrap things up around Christmas time, and start planning for 2015.
Billy, it has been such a pleasure having you back on the show. I talked to you in the past, of course, and I've seen you around town. I know I'll be seeing you again at some of your shows. But it's so great to talk about your album, Damn Fool Thing to Do. And I let our listeners know they can head to iTunes to download the album. They can also go to billyjwhite.com to learn more about you there. And they'll also see the video for Saturday night. And I guess if not before, we'll be seeing you at the CMAOs in May.
Sounds good, man. It's always a pleasure talking with you, Dave.
Great talking with you too, Billy, and look forward to doing it again. My guest has been Burlington, Ontario country artist Billy J. White.